We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we are back. Ray Dittiger is brought to you by Bradford Whitewater Heaters. To find a plumbing professional near you, go to bradfordwhite.com. The man himself, the great Ray Dittiger, is online. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Ange.
Ray, playoffs? Can we finally talk about the playoffs?
Well, it's not that far-fetched. I mean, I'm trying not to. I mean, I think you
did it on the post-game show. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. Well, I still come from the school of thought that you play them one at a time. And you know, this team is, they're playing very well right now, and they seem to be getting better by the week. But they still have their issues. They have their own issues that they have to work out. But you know, they've now won two games in a row against teams that had winning records. They have won two games in a row just for the first time all year. They finally won a home game. And there's no question they're getting better by the week, and they're coming into the easiest part of their schedule. So you put all that together, and you say, yeah, in a year. But this is such a crazy year in the NFL, as you and I were talking about last week. I have never seen the NFL where it is more of a week-to-week league than it is this year. Yeah. Just when you think some team has got it all figured out, the next week they go out and they lose to a bad team. It's just, and it's not just here. It's all across the league. It's a crazy, crazy league. So the thought that the Eagles could actually be in the postseason isn't any crazier than that.
Hey, Ray, I was trying to psychoanalyze Ray Dittiger, the columnist. I was trying to go, what would Ray have written as the column if he was up there in the press box like he did for so many years? And I'm going to take a wild guess here, Ray. Jalen Hurts' run to seal the victory was the defining moment. He is now the franchise quarterback of the Eagles. Is that your column?
Well, I have to admit, it crossed my mind. I wasn't thinking it in terms of, okay, if I was writing this, what would I write? But,
right.
Yeah, it crossed my mind. And in a very specific way, what it reminded me of was, I'll take you back to 1999, Donovan McNabb's first start as the Eagles quarterback. If you remember, they played a game on the road against Washington. And it was his first start, and everybody was anxious to see what he could do. And there was a play in the second half of that game where he took off and ran. And he got in the open field, and there was a tackler in front of him. And he put a move on that guy that just left him grasping air.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of said, wow. And that was kind of like, okay, he's the guy. And it just went on, and the story unfolded from there. And when I saw Jalen Hurts' run, yeah, that's what it made me think of. It made me think of that great McNabb run that in most people's minds kind of solidified the fact that, okay, I think they found the guy.
Oh, we could do a nice column here, because then we could use the Iverson crossover on Jordan. That was his moment. I'll bet a lot of the great players have a moment. Ray, based on what you're saying, and I want you to incorporate the mentality of that guy, isn't he perfect for the city in which you saw Lane Johnson talking about how he never gets too high, never gets too low, he's very focused, he's a good leader on the field, may not be the best thrower, but he knows what to do in key moments. Aren't those the ingredients for a franchise quarterback with the Eagles?
They're certainly good qualities, and it's not just Philly, but across the board. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you're looking for from the guy in that position. I mean, if he can run, if he can throw, that's great. But part of it is there's no getting around the fact that your quarterback is your leader. He just is. I mean, by the nature of the game, by the nature of the position, the guys and the other guys in the huddle, they look at him. And they either believe in him or they don't. And if they don't really believe in him, it's real hard to win. I mean, nobody will come out and say it, but you feel it. You know when it's there and you know when it's not. And you see with these guys that they really do believe in Jalen Hurts. And part of it is he has uncommon maturity for such a young player. And he's had that really from the beginning. And that was one of the things that everybody said about him in college at Alabama and again at Oklahoma was the one thing that people kept talking about, in addition to his obvious athletic ability, was, boy, is he a mature kid, you know, mature beyond his years. I mean, you heard that over and over again. And it's true, and it's obvious. And the guys on the team are certainly responding to that.
Absolutely. All right, Ray, I'm picturing you. I love the post-game show. I love, even when there's a win, it's fun to watch you guys. And what I want to know is, when Sean Payton sent out the field goal team, 7 minutes to go, were you guys as perplexed as I was, but also relieved? I felt like he handed the Eagles the game in that decision.
Yes, I was surprised. I was surprised. I mean, I never really thought the game was in doubt. I really didn't.
Wow.
I mean, I just thought, you know, it was garbage time, and the Eagles took it to ridiculous extremes by the way they coached that fourth quarter. I guess they're just not, you know, at this point, this coaching staff and these players just aren't used to being in that position. You know, where they're up 33-7 going into the fourth quarter. You have to learn how to play those situations. And they didn't play particularly well yesterday. And Sirianni kind of said that. You know, my play calling, I kind of got conservative, which he did. And Jonathan Gannon kind of reverted to the other Jonathan Gannon, where he sort of backed off and, you know, went into a deep prevent. And all of a sudden, they kind of let the Saints find their rhythm. And you just can't do that in the NFL. You just can't do that in the NFL. Now, I never thought they would let it totally get away from them, but I looked at that and I just said, this is a mistake. And Seth was going out of his mind.
Needless to say,
because Seth has always been, and in fact, he said it on the postgame show. You know, when you get your foot on the throat of the other team, you don't let them up until it zeros on the clock. You just don't. You know, and they had the Saints offense and Trevor Siemian in particular. I mean, they had him totally flustered, totally rattled. There was no rhythm to anything they were doing on the offense. They couldn't make a play. They really couldn't. And then in the fourth quarter, when they backed off, all of a sudden, you know, they started a roll. But I thought that decision there seemed odd to me for a couple reasons. Number one, I don't know how much 3 points helps you there. Number two, you've got all the momentum in the world. Why not finish it off? And number three is kicker stinks. You know, he's a rookie kicker who's been missing kicks all year, missing PATs. So there's no such thing as a chip shot with this guy. I mean, you could have sent him on there and had him miss the kick on top of everything else. So
I have to add
to me,
number
to me
four.
It was a very puzzling decision by a very good coach.
Ray, I'm adding the number four because it leads to my next question. The Eagles ran for 242 yards. It's the number one run defense in football. And if you're handing them the ball, you may not ever see it again. Ray, how extraordinary is 242 yards against that run defense?
Pretty extraordinary, and equally extraordinary is the idea that you just ran it 50 times.
Yeah, 50.
You know, you ran it. I mean, you don't see. You know, we've talked a little bit during the year about the fact that people are running the ball more this year than they have in a while in the NFL. The running game is kind of having a bit of a resurgence, but still, to see the number 50 for rushing attempts, to see a team run it 50 times, that's rare. And for this franchise, it's particularly rare. But I think it's clearly what it tells you is it's a formula that's working, and they finally have come to realize it. Right now, the strength of their team is their offensive line. The offensive line is the best unit on the team right now. And so the coaches are doing the smart thing, which is they're just leaning on those guys. And yesterday was the big test. You know, you're going up against the Saints defense that is really good. I mean, the Saints came in here and we talked about the fact they had a lot of injuries, and they did. I mean, they were missing key players, but they were all on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense was healthy and their defense was intact, and that's a defense that's been stopping people on the ground all year, and the Eagles just made up their mind that they were going to run the ball, and they did it, and they ran them up one side and down the other. That was really impressive. I mean, they're in a position now where, I mean, you can actually start talking about their chances of making the playoffs.
There it is.
And if you shake out the other teams, and especially the fact that if it comes down to tiebreakers, you know, they've now beaten a couple of the teams that they're going to have to get by for the tiebreaker. You know, the Saints are going to be in that mix. The Falcons are in that mix. Carolina is in that mix. So they have head-to-head wins over a lot of those teams. So right now, I mean, they're sitting in a pretty good place.
Finish business. Get the book. It's a great holiday gift for anyone. Believe me, it's the best book of this year. What else,
Rhea? And check out their Jim Gardner interview over the weekend. Oh. It was phenomenal. You can check it out at his podcast. What an amazing job, Ray.
Ray, great. Thank you. Jim Gardner, huh? What a get that is. It's amazing. Was he as great as you thought he'd be?
Better. I thought he was tremendous. He was what a gentleman, so understated, no braggadocio, but he just told his whole story from growing up the son of a doctor, prominent doctor on Park Avenue in New York, to finding his way to broadcasting and, you know, being a student at Columbia when the SDS took over the campus, and that's when he was a student reporter for the campus radio station. That's how he got into broadcasting and comes to Philadelphia and spends a lifetime. He was great. If I know a lot of folks saw it, a lot of folks listened, because I've heard tremendous feedback from it, and Glenn has as well. But if anybody missed it, but if you want to learn all about Jim Gardner, I go to the podcast and listen to it. It's compelling radio.
You know, I've never listened to a podcast. I have to listen.
Oh, you have to. It's that good. Yeah.
Ray Dittiger, you are a god in this town. I hope you know that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks, Ray.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.